This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive.
I really gotta watch the Noah's Ark.
This is the weekend. I'm gonna get it done. Got a lot to get through.
1 a.m. in my bed watching season six, episode four of Ray Donovan. Monique snoring, the dogs and I just very intent on watching Ray Donovan.
What's the demographic on Ray Donovan? Is it more of a male audience that likes? I mean, can you get Monique interested in it?
Not as much. She's doing it more as a favor. So.
Kind of like the marriage.
Well played.
We're live at the Lee May Ferry location of Schnucks. Real close to the intersection of Telegraph and Lime Ferry. And right down the road is one of those old-fashioned-looking Steak and Shakes.
Yeah.
And it's got the old signage out front. I couldn't tell if they were open or not. And have you heard this? About
closing.
Eight or nine of them are. And they're saying that they're remodeling, but apparently they're having a hard time getting enough employees. There's some that are just opening the drive-through. They can't get enough workers right now to keep all of the Steak and Shakes open. Isn't that terrible?
You know, and their product has not got – look at an old Houston Oiler.
Yes.
Wow. Is that Earl Campbell? Their product
is not – Curly Culp?
Yeah. Has not declined at all. They're still – you know, they do a great thing. That patty melt with the French dressing is really outstanding. But it's amazing. We were at Carl's. That's what they were all – we were all talking about it, the owners. There's just so much competition, Martin, that, man, these restaurants – you have got to really be great, you know, to stick around.
But we've got the wings out if you're planning your big party for this weekend. Even if you're not watching the game, you're just having people over maybe for a Netflix watching party. Maybe like Sean Payton, you're just going to eat food and watch Netflix for a couple of days, which is what he said he did after the loss to the Rams.
I love that soundbite.
The wings here are outstanding. You get a just big bucket of wings, take them home. I mean, does anybody make wings at their house? No.
No.
But does everybody like eating wings?
Well, there's some. Bobby, right, Bob says
Hockey
is.
Bob does. He also said he won $1.7 million in the lottery.
We'll have to get that story eventually.
I'm going to need to know a little more there.
Saturday, Martin, though, they're having a big event here where it's going to be from 1 to 4, liquor tastings, food samplings, Dogtown Pizza, and Gus's Pretzels. Now, you know the other pretzel shop, Pretzel Boys, one in DePere. You've seen the Cronky Sucks?
Yes.
They sold out. So there's none left.
Wow. You'd think they could crank out a few more.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's going to be a long day for our buddy T.J. Moe, but he's going to be here. The Hardline's going to be here as well, broadcasting from the Schnucks and Lime Ferry. A lot of Mizzou haters will be coming out of the woodwork today. The big story, punishment coming down from the NCAA Committee on Infractions. This goes back to the Tudor scandal from a couple of years ago. The headliner for us, I'm sure if you're the Mizzou softball or baseball coach, you're not happy. But for us, is that there's a bowl ban for Mizzou football in 2019.
And basically a 12% reduction in the amount of recruiting you can do. Is that correct?
Yes.
That the way we're reading it? Okay.
I mean, a reduction in one way or another of pretty much everything. Unofficial visits, in-person evaluations. Does that mean, does that literally mean that, like, the things where where Barry Odom takes a helicopter to the East St. Louis to watch the games in person, that means he has to do that on just a lower
12% less.
That's insane. That's a huge loss when you think about, especially when you think about the improvements they've made, the strides they've made in recruiting this area over the last 2 years. This is a huge blow. And then you think about all the people returning. I mean, Albert Okwuegbunam, you talk about a guy who was going to put up big numbers. He was going to have a quarterback he was going to mesh with. They were going to win some games with a good offense, Larry Rountree, and now it doesn't matter. I mean, watch them win 10 or 11 freaking games. I just know what's going
to
happen.
Now, could you play devil's advocate and say, okay, they're not going to get to go to the inside.com bowl?
Right. I think unless you were going to win a national championship,
again, though,
maybe
this,
it's think, not
with,
a tragedy.
With Kelly Bryant, with the offensive talent they have coming back.
So they'd still be eligible to go to the SEC championship.
Yes,
game, potentially.
But watch them win the MCC. Yeah, then they finally break through. They win a conference championship, and it means bunk.
So you like their chances of beating Georgia and going to the conference
No, not at all.
Game.
But
this is the year.
How Mizzou would it be, though, Frank?
If it's ever going to happen.
And that schedule, as we've mentioned before, really conducive to getting off to an incredible beginning.
Do we know the years of the cheating alleged, well, not no longer alleged, I guess, actual cheating? Because if I'm Barry Odom, if it happened like before I got there, It's really a kick in the shorts.
Would have been happening right as he it would have been happening the season he was taking over Pinkos last season, I want to say.
He might have been there as the coordinator.
You mentioned TJ and the Hardline going to be here. At least we can talk about a positive St. Louis sport when Cam Jansen's here from 6-7 when they talk about the Blues.
You know what? I'm actually optimistic about the Blues, and I think I've talked myself into this.
Are you? Have you really?
Just because there's nothing else really exciting going on right now. It's like the Costanza speech. I got no job, no growth. I want details. Like I feel that way with the Blues. You do turn it around, or the Cardinals. You better be good. We had nothing going on right now. It's kind of depressing.
You want to double check that? Somebody texting in. I bet they can't play in the SEC championship game. Now
it may not be an issue, but I am wondering about would that be considered a postseason ban? That's very possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a regular season game.
So again, I'm going to go all in that they run the table next year.
I don't know how to find that.
A couple of food-related text here. Martin, we make wings at home. Not everyone is a cap-tooth TV pretty boy like you.
And more so than that, if you want to make your wings at home, baked wings is a great thing to do. They have a special right now Thursday through Saturday. It's already started. They got wings, one of the many specials they have here at Chinook's, doing a 3-day coupon sale. So get your own wings, make them at
home.
Maybe
I should try that.
You should. They're on sale. This way, if you screw up a batch, you're not, you know, taking a huge wash.
I think on the whole, you guys realize what I'm saying. You agree. Most people that enjoy a good wing aren't going to try and replicate it at home.
Coach Carl Reed from Lutheran North, is texting me right now wondering what's going on with Mizzou, because his Jack Buford, his offensive lineman, the first to actually say, "I'm going to Mizzou," from St. Louis in 2 years, they're completely caught off guard.
Yeah, I saw Jack actually send out a tweet. He quote-tweeted Game DeArmond's tweet with all the restrictions and said, "What does this mean, guys?" Not something you really want to see when we were just talking about the strides this program's made.
What about this one, too? Frank, you're insane. Steak and Shake isn't nearly as good as it used to be. Chuck-a-Burger is better. Now, Chuck-a-Burger is spectacular. I got to tell you, though, the last two or three times I've been to Steak and Shake and had that patty melt with the French dressing, I've been very impressed. Do you guys think Steak and Shake has lost their fastball at all?
I haven't been in a while, but I'm rarely disappointed when I go. I don't recommend the drive-thru because it is steak and wait. And if they're having an issue with employees, I would say just eliminate the drive-thru, okay? If you're going to go to Steak and Shake,
I think that's a good idea.
You need to go inside and sit down.
Yeah, Steak and Shake is sit down, soon, you know, 9 p.m. or later. It's right there in that sweet spot.
Okay, TJ Moe related. Did you see the piece by Dave Matter about Mizzou connections to the New England Patriots? Very interesting. And TJ recounts some of the stories by being in camp with them. And what a great experience, even if you don't have a long NFL run. Just to be, if you're going to be in a camp somewhere or be around a team or a culture – how great is that, that you were around Brady and Belichick?
That you can tell stories to.
Yeah. And it would be one thing, like, oh, I was in the Jags practice squad. Like, oh, okay.
And when it comes to being a St. Louis football fan, me and TJ, you know, despite being very different players on the football field, obviously, very similar as
wait a
fans.
Minute, Rocky
he
was in camp with the Patriots,
hated
too?
The Patriots growing up because he was a huge Rams fan. And so it's interesting to hear him talk about just the dynamic inside of the building and how the front office and the way they do everything there really swung him completely from hating the team to loving it. Also, the slight paycheck helped, too.
I was with Grant Williams this morning, who actually beat the tar out of Grant Wistrom in Super Bowl 34, and the reason the Rams signed him to a contract. And he, I asked him about Belichick, and he said, he goes, look, he goes, I know he's everything you say he is, and he is, but there's also a neat quality about the family angle. He says, he knew that I had three little baby girls, and he said, Grant, I bet you really enjoy going to work to get away just a little bit from that household.
I've said it before. If Charles Barkley likes him, he's got to have a little bit of zip to his game. And La Russa says, I don't know how you guys looked at me too, but he is really different away from the cameras, which if enough people have said it, it must be true. But what I thought was fascinating is the idea that they're at practice and Bill Belichick walks around and he quizzes players on U.S. holidays. Like what they're for.
Yeah.
Like you have to know the history of a U.S. holiday, what it's why we get that day off. And then he quizzes them on teammates. You need to know a lot about the guy next to you or the guy across from you. But the best line, and I wish we had audio of this, and I love TJ, but we probably all had this moment where we thought this. Tom Brady yelled over at TJ and said, shut the bleep up. Because he was asking so many questions. He was soaking it all up, but there's the quote in the piece, and TJ's laughing about it. But Tom Brady says, TJ, shut the bleep up. My first reaction, God, he knows my name. How
cool
is that?
Yeah, that's the best thing about it, yeah.
That was TJ's reaction, too, I can promise you.
And then Brady said, you and your Mizzou sea lions, stop talking about whatever, whatever. It's great. It's an interesting read. Of course, Dave Matter's got his hands full now writing about the cheating scandal, but he did put a piece out about Mizzou's connection to the New England Patriots.
Hey, you idiots, weren't you talking about the Mizzou sanctions? I don't know what.
Well, we did for a chunk of time.
Yeah.
And then we did again.
Branched off to Steak and Shake.
Yes. We did kind of get back to what matters most.
Oh, it's Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah, it's the, what's that sandwich called?
Patty Melt.
What were you saying?
Well, the Patty Melt, the Frisco Melt.
Oh, Frisco Melt, yes.
It's the Patty Melt on steroids is the Frisco Melt.
Yeah.
Probably about a 5,000 calorie sandwich, but well worth it.
Here's a good question. Matt, you may want to look this up. What penalty did North Carolina actually get for their academic violations? Because I think it was a little bit more serious than this, but I guess if you have a tutor taking tests for you. That is pretty serious business.
It did feel like the North Carolina scandal was bigger and dragged on for a lot longer, but it also felt in the end, well, it's North Carolina basketball. I know they'll tell you that that doesn't play into it. It felt that way.
So they caught right off the bat. Do you have Gabe? I need to get Gabe's tweet in front of me so I can compare and contrast some of these things here because they caught 2 years probation. A vacation of win in men's track and field, men's cross country, women's cross country, men's track and field, women's track and field, baseball, men's basketball, and football, in contests in which this involves student athletes competed while ineligible, attendance at the NCAA regional rules seminars, completion of an internal academic audit by the end of the 2017-18 academic year, and a $5,000 fine. Honestly, these sound lighter than what Mizzou just caught in a lot of ways, mainly because the Mizzou caught a $5,000 fine and then 1% of all profits from the three programs each year. So that, right off the bat, I know that for a fact is going to be a much smaller level. Let me go back to Gabe's tweet here.
Maybe they were not happy with the publicity they got for not punishing North Carolina hard
but
enough,
that,
so they stuck it on
Mizzou. And again, that's the problem with the NCAA. We've seen it with football, too. When you try to do these makeup punishments, you just come out and look like an idiot because everyone remembers that you blew the one where you went too light. And then, yeah, Mizzou caught 3 years of probation right off the bat, and one more year of probation. The $5,000 fine, like I said, includes a 1% each of football, baseball, and the softball budgets. Not profit, the entire budget, they get fined 1%. And while they also have to vacate records in just three programs, while UNC caught vacation of records across like seven programs, they also had 22 student athletes involved, while Mizzou's involving 12 student athletes. I can't see how this is reasonable. I can't see how Mizzou doesn't get this reduced somehow on appeal.
But you can't go back and say, well, they did it too. Well, how come our – you have no defense.
That's
if
true.
You get caught cheating, you really can't say, well – yeah, we both robbed a bank, but he got this punishment, and I only got this punishment.
Yeah, but what
I think that's a lame defense.
What if I robbed the bank for $20,000 and they robbed the bank for a million?
They say, sorry, you still robbed the bank.
That doesn't change things? Come on.
What Mizzou needs to do, and I don't know that they will, somebody needs to speak to this, and not a press release. Jim Sterk's a grown-up, and he inherited a lot of this mess. I would like to see him at least, because it's very Mizzou when they don't appear or kind of own things. I think it would be very helpful if Jim Sterk says, listen, we've been aware of this for the last 2 years, and in that time, here's some of the measures we've taken, and we hate that this is a black eye on our athletic program. Just make some sort of statement. I would hate for this to be a day when Mizzou just kind of turtles and doesn't talk about it at all.
As we speak, their plans were for a conference call.
Yeah, then to me, that's weak. So I would hope, I mean, these are all grown-ups here. This is a multi-million-dollar operation. This is a big deal. This is upsetting for your fans and your alumni. I know people are going to make fun of it that are on the outside of Mizzou or hate Mizzou. But for your fan base, your boosters, I think you should stand up and talk about it. It's got to be Sterk. I mean, I think he's the guy now who's the face of athletics. So for the Mizzou haters, have your fun. This is your day. And for Mizzou fans, you have a right to be paranoid. The team probably will run the table next year and be sitting at home. You just know it's going to happen.
All right, let's take a short time out.
Let's take a chicken wing break, Frank.
Yes, chicken wing break. We're broadcasting live from the Schnucks, Lemay Ferry. Saturday is going to be a big one. Liquor tasting, food sampling, Dogtown Pizza, Gus's Pretzel, 1 to 4. There's going to be games for kids also. So make sure you stop by, and you will absolutely love it. I promise you that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.